We are 10 lines up from the bottom on Lamed Gimel Omid Beis. We've been discussing different methods of kashering and when it's, or when you don't need to kasher because something doesn't, is non-absorbent, or it's only been used for colds, or certain situations where it's just impossible to kasher. So now the Gemara asks about kasi. Kasi Rav Asi Asar Rav Ashi Shari. When it comes to kasi, what are kasi? Kasi are cups. Rashi explains they're earthenware cups. They're not machnis and lakium, so they're not used, let's say, for more than, you know, for storage. They're just regular cups that are drinking cups. So can these earthenware cups be used by a Jew if they've been used first by an idolater? So Rav Asi says no, Rav Ashi says yes. So now the Gemara tries to qualify and understand the issue over here. Because first of all, if we're dealing with cold, what would be the problem? Everything is cold. So perhaps by Yayin Nesach we're a little more strict, but now the Gemara qualifies a little more and says as follows. Isha si behu ovid kochavim pam rishon kuli amalo pligid aser. If the idolater is the first person to drink out of this cup by putting in wine into the cup, then everyone agrees that this earthenware vessel is aser to use. Why is it aser to use? Because since it's brand new, the understanding is that when it's brand new, it is ripe for absorption, and it will certainly absorb the wine extremely well. Ki pligi b'pam sheni. But what do they argue? Is if the second time that it's used, it was used for wine by an idolater. That would be the machlokas. Maybe if the Ovid Kochavim only used it the second time, but the first time it was used for something else, maybe we'd be lenient if the Jew wants to use it for the third time and on. Igd Amri, other people, there's another way to understand this machlokas. Pam Rishon Vesheini Kuli Amalo Pligi to Aser Ki Pligi Pam Gimel. Some say no, if an idolater uses it the first two times, it's still ripe for absorption. It's only the machlokas is the third time and on. So Vehilchasa, so that's the machlokas between Ravasi and Ravashi. Vehilchasa Pam Rishon Vesheini Aser Gimel Mutter. The halacha is, then if an idolater uses it for wine the first two times, then either the first time or the second time, then it would be us, or the Yisrael would not be allowed to use it, even for cold. But if it was not used for wine the first two times, it was only the third time that it was used, then if a Jew would want to use it, subsequently use it, then it would be permissible because it had already been absorbed with other things which are permissible the first two times. Amar of Zvid. So Rav Zvid makes the following statement. Hai mani de kunya, chivra v'uchma shari, yuroka asar misham de mitzrif. You have these earthenware vessels that have a glaze. They're glazed on top. So we know that an earthenware vessel cannot be kashered. But if you have a glaze on top of it, which is kasherable, does that change the status of the vessel? So chivra v'uchma shari, white or black glaze would be permissible, but if it's a green glaze, it would be prohibited. Mishum de mitzrif, Rashi says, it's one of these types of items which is still very absorbent. It doesn't block the absorbent nature of the cheres. V'ispu kartufi kuli asiri, and if the glaze has cracks in them, then it doesn't protect the vessel at all. It's going to go straight through the crack and absorb into the earthenware vessel, and then it'll pop right out when you try to purge it, or you put something hot on it. The non kosher will purge right out, and will go right out into the kosher food or drink. Darash Maremar, however, Maremar has what seems to be a different opinion. Kunya bein uchma bein chivra bein yiroka shari. Maremar says that this glazed type of vessel, whether it's white, black, or green, it's all permissible. So you have a machlokas here between Maremar and Rav Zvid. Now the Gemara goes on a sort of a little tangent. Maishna mechametz bepesach debo minem me Maremar honey hai money to kunya mao liishtam mushe behu bepischa. Why is this discussion any different than the discussion about chametz on Pesach, where Maremar was asked the question about the glazed vessels, whether you can use them on Pesach? Now the Gemara explains what that specifically means. Obviously, there's no question about the green because the green already we said absorbs. So you can't use it on. There's no question about chametz on Pesach or yayin nesach. Obviously, you can't use the green. So you want to ask about the white or black? That's a valid question. But my kisbu and you also can't ask us a question about when there's kartufani, when there's cracks. Certainly, it's going to absorb. Kiti we're only asking about when it's smooth. So what's the halacha? White and black, can you use it or not? Amr luhu ana chazina luhu dimidaisi. So he explained to him, they asked Maraimar, and Maraimar said that the white and black glazed vessels, that they themselves are medaisi. Rashi says they're mezi'in, they're sweat, dipnei mibachutz machmas b'liusun, that it certainly is absorbent. And therefore, the kivan dimidaisi vade bali va'asiri, it would be prohibited. So, Maremar, with regards to Yayin Esach, said it was fine, but with regards to Chametz on Pesach, seems to say that it was usher because they're absorbent. So we'll get there in a second. My time, why are we going to say that the white and black are absorbent and it's prohibited? HaTorah hi'ida al kli cheres she'ena yotzi midei dofna l'olam, because what the Torah testifies about an earthenware vessel, that the kli cheres yishaver, you have to break a kli cheres. Nothing can be purged out of the kli cheres. It's impossible to kosher unless you put it back into the kiln, which essentially you're making it into a new vessel. So Maishna miyayin nesach the darsh lehu marimer kulu money to kunya shari. Well, how is it then that marimer said with regards to yayin nesach that it's permissible to use? If you're going to tell me the difference is that on chametz we're machmir because it's deoraisa, but yayin nesach we're lenient because it's only derabanan. Whenever the rabbis make a decree, it's kein deraisa. It's connected to the biblical prohibition. So if we're going to be machmir by chametz on Pesach, we should also be machmir by yayin nesach. So what would be the difference? So the Gemara answer is a very important answer, one that we've discussed before. Zet tashmisha b'chamin, v'zet tashmisha b'tzonin. The chametz on Pesach case, he was strict because we were talking about vessels which are used hot. So when they're absorbed hot, it's impossible to get out the absorption, even with heat, since it was absorbed through heat. But if it was something which absorbed the walls of the vessel cold, b'tzonin, it's much easier to get the bleos out of the pot or the cup or the barrel, and therefore with regards to Yayin Nesach, it is possible to kasher, but on Chametz and Pesach, we would be strict. The idea of having a glaze on top of a vessel does have other importance with regards to Tevilas Kalim, with regards to toveling. An earthenware vessel does not need to be toveled, but we know that glass or some other type of material does need to be toveled. The metal does need to be toveled. So if you have this glaze on top of an earthenware vessel, does it need to be toveled or not? In some regards, it can hinge on this machlokas over here, this discussion over here. Does the glaze make it into some, does change its status? If it changes the status as a result of the glaze, maybe you would say, well then, if just because even though it's an earthenware vessel, which wouldn't necessarily need to be toveled, like china wouldn't need to be toveled, but now there's a glaze on top of it, so the glaze is significant, and therefore it would need to be toveled. Or you could say that perhaps this is just this discussion only has to do with koshering, the fact that this layer can protect it from, it just serves as a protective layer from getting absorbed into the earthenware vessel, but really in and of itself, it's not significant. So this does have an application to the halachas of Tevilas Kelim, but here we're simply talking about Hechsher Kelim. How can you kosher is an earthenware vessel which is covered with a glaze kosherable or not? Seems to be that is a general rule, it cannot be koshered. Chametz on Pesach, it can't because it's absorbed with heat. So even if you have another item which is absorbed through heat, even not on Pesach, presumably we would be strict, as opposed to Yayin Nesach, which was absorbed cold, there would be a way to kosher it, whether through Milui V'Irui or something similar.